Here are today's vital statistics. Clarence Taplin, 102, of Spring Green, died Monday at home. A funeral service will be held at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green on Monday, with visitation at 10 a.m. and the service at 11, with lunch after the service in the Fellowship Hall. Burial will be held in the Maple Hill Cemetery in Evansville, Wisconsin, with military graveside rites conducted by VFW Post 1621. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting a family with the arrangements. For Clarence Taplin, 102, of Spring Green. William Joseph Bill Pulvermacher, 69, of Mazamani, formerly of Lone Rock, died Friday after a hard-fought battle with cancer. A visitation will be held at the church from 4 until 7 p.m. on Wednesday. A funeral mass will be celebrated at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Cross Plains at 10 a.m. on Thursday. William Joseph Bill Pulvermacher, 69, of Mazamani and formerly of Lone Rock. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena, died Friday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A private family graveside service will be held in the Spring Green Cemetery. Online condolences available at staffordfuneralhomes.com. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements for Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta, died June 30th. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta. Ethel Fitzgibbons, 62, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Ethel Fitzgibbons, 62, of Lone Rock. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Cheyenne and Andrew Fry had a son, Taden James.